that floaty between the dock and my boat? It looks like... Yeah!
Ugh! Get him off me! Get him off me! Get him
Bend off
me! Off.
Get him off
yeah.
me!
Yeah!
The sergeant's husky got that dock jumper. Good for him. I'll fish this thing out of the water and see what it is.
Don't you, let that dog at me again. No, no.
Walk straight back to the boat. And he won't even touch you. What's that, Thompson? It's a can of blasting powder! Dynamite powder! Yes. With a capped fuse in it. This bushwhacker aimed to blow up my boat. He dropped it overside when Daddy jumped for him. What do you have to say for yourself?
You can't prove it. You can't prove it. I've done no harm. I went aboard the boat looking for a job and nearly got bitten by that dog. I've just hit town looking for work, just passing through.
Then keep on going. Get out of town now! 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 You're letting him go, Sergeant? He's a criminal! Hired to blow up my boat! I don't believe a word of his malarkey! Neither do I, but the evidence is circumstantial! You warned me of trouble, Sergeant, and it's here. But it won't stop me. Nope. I'm gonna rent the building and set up shop tomorrow. All right. Yukon King and I will stay around for a few days.
The next day, Trader Thompson sets up shop.
Your prices are right, Thompson. I'm gonna do all my trading here, you betcha.
Me too!
For the next week, Thompson does a flourishing business, selling more than half his stock. Meanwhile, in Vernie's store, deserted by customers. I sent for you, Jacques and Caswell, because I have a job for you.
A dirty job.
Because you could have us jailed for a mistake we made 3 years ago, right, Varney?
Why, yes, Coswell. If you want to put it that way, I'm the only one who can prove that you stole Mike Ledoux's winter ketchup pelts. But this job is much simpler.
Okay, shoot. What do you want, Varney?
I have a new competitor in town, Trader Thompson, who is undercutting my business. I want him removed.
That kind of job will cost you plenty, Varney. We'll have to leave the Yukon after doing him in.
Hold on there, Coswell. I didn't mean kill him. Just remove him from business. Burn him out. Burn him out. Burn him out. Burn him out.
Oh, that's different. What'll you pay?
I'll pay you each $50. 25 now, the rest tomorrow sometime. A lot of money for very little risk. Later that night.
I'll do the job, Jake. You go around to the window of Thompson's bedroom and warn me if he and his dog wakes up.
Okay, Coswell.
If Thompson does wake up, do something to get his attention from what I'm doing. Smash a window or something, and then beat it.
Minutes later, as the scent of smoke drifts through Thompson's bedroom door.
Danny, my dog. What? Smoke! Smoke! Everywhere, smoke!
He's awake. I've got to do something quick. I'll shoot this gun.
Danny boy, you've been shot. Too badly hurt to be dropped out that window. I'll have to take a chance and get through the front door.
Roused by the pistol shot, Sergeant Preston is among the first to reach the scene.
It's a Bucket Brigade! Too late! Where's Trader Thompson?
Fire! Bring some buckets! Bring some buckets! Bring some buckets! Bring some buckets!
Look, Sergeant! Someone's coming out of there! Wrapped in a blanket! It's Trader Thompson and your dog, Danny!
Danny's... been shot! Danny's been shot! I've got to find a doctor for him! Quick! 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 Quick!
Thompson, your store! We can't save a thing!
It doesn't matter. Besides, Danny, I'd rather lose an arm than have him die. Get me a doctor. Get me a doctor. Get me a doctor. Get me a doctor.
Get me a doctor. Thompson, this is Dr. Lewis and his sister Janet. Let me take your dog, Thompson. We'll take him to my office. Come on, Janet!
Danny!
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 Poor fella. He's only half conscious.
Danny's in good hands, Thompson. Now tell me, how was he shot?
Through my window. Just when he woke me, I smelled the smoke from the front of the store.
Then there probably were two men involved. One setting the fire, the other watching over you. Come, show me your window. The fire hasn't reached the back of the building yet.
There's the window with the bullet hole.
We're in time. Search, Yukon King, under the window. My dog, Yukon King, you've scented his tracks, right, boy? Then trail him! Trail him!
I'm going to see how Danny, my dog, is. You won't need me, Sergeant.
Not now. We'll follow this trail. To Varney's living quarters. I'm not at least a bit surprised. In there. With a blanket covering the window. And I hear low voices.
Sergeant Preston is outside Varney's living quarters, his home. He's right up against the house's door. He is listening into a conversation going on inside the house.
That was a crazy stunt, shooting Thompson's dog.
I had to do something or Thompson would have caught me in Coswell. Maybe. I don't know.
story.
Quit chewing and pay us off, Varney. The other 25 apiece.
You don't deserve it. You've pulled another fool trick coming here tonight. I said tomorrow, Coswell. Preston's dog, Sergeant Preston's dog, could have tracked you here. Huh? What is this? You're pulling a gun on me! You're pulling a gun on me! You're pulling a gun on me! You're pulling a gun on me!
Okay, Varney. If you're so afraid of being hooked up with the fire you hired us to start, pay us each 500 right now, and we'll clear out. I'll give you $100 each, traveling money, and that is all.
Sergeant Preston busts into the home of Varney's.
Preston! Sergeant Preston!
Sergeant Preston!
Sergeant Preston!
Sergeant Preston!
Sergeant Preston!
Put up your guns, Coswell! You're under arrest!
You're under arrest!
You're under arrest!
I've got the drop on you, Mountie!
Sergeant Preston shoots with his gun and hits Coswell in the hands.
Ooh! 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 Ooh!
Yukon King, the dog, goes into action.
Drop it, Jake! Drop it, Jacques! All right, Yukon King. Now watch those two others.
You can't prove a thing.
I can prove all I need to from your talk I overheard. And from other evidence, Varney. So come here and put out your hands. You're arrested!
Later that night, in Dr. Lewis's office,
Thompson's dog will live, Sergeant.
Thompson, I'm happy about Danny. And I have more good news for you. I have arrested Varney and two others for burning your store down.
You have?
I have. With Yukon King's help. And Varney will be made to pay for your losses. So with Danny out of danger, we can call this case closed.
The end.
Okay.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKAW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. I have just read to you Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. What number is this? Oh, there it is in small print. I have just read to you Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, number 20, August, the year 1956.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. But don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. But don't be cruel to who heart is true. Stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I wanted you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from the front room, I heard a jump tune. I looked in. Dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. A one, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. They did the rock and roll waltz. Rock, two, three, roll, two, three. It looks so cute to me. I love the rock and roll waltz. One, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. One, two, and then jump. It's good for your soul. It's old, but it's new. Let's do the rock and roll waltz. There in the night was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. Trying to waltz to a rock.
and no songbirds are singing. When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. In blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine.
This is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
A restless wind Wayward Wind. Gorgy Grant there. All right. We've done with comic books. I am done. You can hear my voice. I'm harshed out. But, hey, I do this all for you on comic book radio theater. Okay. excuse me there. All right. We've come to the end of our show here. I do not feel like reading any more comic books to you tonight. We focused on Canada or anything possibly Canadian. We've made anything possibly Canadian content. And we did this on Treaty 1 territory. Get that in there. Okay. Anyway, come back next week, Saturday nights. I start at 1 a.m. I try to go to 6. Okay? So, there you go. It'll be something different next week. It's always something different. This radio station is always something different. And if you like different, then you'll love CKUW 95.9 FL. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I'd like to thank Lindsay Ladderbrook for coming in a couple of hours ago, actually. But thank you. Thank you, Lindsay, for coming on in. And thank you for listening. Yeah. Spend all this energy to kind of perform for you, to read you a comic book. It's nice to know you're out there listening, enjoying, and stuff like that, and all the other awesome music that we play here at the station and everything like that. All right. Keep up with CKUW 95.9 FM. As I'm getting out of here, you know what? I'm thinking this. We made our whole show Canadian themed, and I haven't played any music in our second official language. We're a bilingual country, right? I haven't played any music sung in French, so I'm going to do that. And the perfect thing to do is listen to some A La Mode. They're from here in Winnipeg. A La Mode. We'll do that. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And I'll find some other stuff sung in French as well. Sung by Canadians and everything like that. So that's what we will do. Okay. Everyone, take care of yourselves. Keep listening to CKUW. Hope your week goes A-OK. And it is most excellent, dude. Yeah. All right, on. Okay. I'm out of here. I've enjoyed myself. Once again, I've been Martin R. Howell, and this is CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Je dois garder ce sentiment, 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 je dois garder. secret des peupliers. C'est là qu'on va se promener en pédale fort pour arriver à ce lieu indéterminé où le soleil sort pour jouer.
A great new album, 20 original hits, original stars, Paper Lake,
The Night Chicago Died,
George McRae, Elton John,
Get Back, Pumpkin,
The DeFranco Family,
Darling, Save the Last Dance for Me,
Blackman Turner Overdrive. You got the Stylistics, William Devon, Albert Hammond, Gladys Knight, Al Wilson, Lobo, and Terry Jack.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the
Eric Clapton.
I shot Sheriff.
Steeler's Wheel.
Here I am, stuck with you.
Get Dynamite, a power-packed new album. $5.99 from K-Town. 8-track tape, $6.99.
Hi, I'm JR. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Pops are back. Yes, that special Mini Pops magic is back in a brand new album. We're the Mini Pops. Mini Pops Volume 2 features all new material, hot off the chart. It's cute, it's fun, and it's fantastic. We're the Mini Pops, only from KTEL, and it's in stores now.
Nyla, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
chansons du tempo se laissant porter par le crescendo. Au milieu de tous ces visages, le temps s'est mis à pas d'âge. Mais j'ai une envie d'apéro, servis-lui un double calimucho. Sous un mirage, elle aperçoit habillé de son tassetto. Il se déhanche comme un roi au son du brutal disco. Sous un mirage, elle aperçoit habillé de son tassetto. Sueur chaude de son salut.
Let's go.